Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me. John 15:4. The wild and unrestricted love of God, his desire to be one with us, union, symbiosis, a fusion, fused with his creation, is not just a concept or a wildly inspiring idea. When this grips your heart and your mind, it determines why and at what time you get up in the morning, how you pass your evenings, how you spend your money, who you are with, how you spend your weekends, what you read, who you hang out with. It affects what breaks your heart, what amazes you, and what makes you happy. It transcends normal, everyday living. You cannot be mediocre when the love of God, the intentional, limitless, furious love of God, grips your heart. It will change your life forever. Reading books about it, you can read 50, will not do it. It deludes you into believing that you're there. One day you will find that nothing has changed. It's all head knowledge, lofty thoughts and impersonal concepts. Leave your self-image intact. But when he really grips your heart with his love, not with his judgment, with his love, then your life cannot but change from the inside out. Is it not the great need of the church, beloved, to know God as he truly is, to know his intention as it truly is, before we send ourselves out trying to fulfill the Great Commission in a legalistic, schoolmasterish way? We declare their sinners need to be saved, our hearts unbroken. God bless you, my darlings, as you listen to this, and maybe the Spirit of God will break in to the shell that surrounds your heart this day and break it for himself. God bless you.